was a little child in the store with my dad, shopping for the holidays, feeling a little sad. Way up high on the shelf, I did see the most beautiful doll looking at me. And that doll reminded me of the things I didn't have. And I longed to hold it just to make my heart feel glad. So I gently reached up to stroke its hair. I swear that doll knew I was there. But the shopkeeper said, "Keep your hands off that doll." The shopkeeper said, "Keep your hands off that doll. If you're gonna buy it, that's okay. If not, just move away." Shopkeeper said. Shopkeeper said. Flinch, but he never said a word. He just kept on shopping as if he hadn't heard. But I felt him watching me as my tears did fall. And I put back the doll. And though my heart was aching, tried to be glad and count my blessings for the things that I did have. But as we left the store, I glanced one more time at that doll to say goodbye. And the shopkeeper said, "Keep your hands off that doll." Shopkeeper said, "Keep your hands off that doll. If you're gonna buy it, that's okay. If not, just move away." Shopkeeper said. Shopkeeper said. Said to wait in the car while he went back inside. His eyes were warm and gentle, but his jaw was set with pride. He walked back in the store and bought that doll right on the spot. Gave it to me in the parking lot. Yeah, the shopkeeper said, "Shopkeeper said, keep your hands off that doll. If you're gonna buy it, that's okay. If not, just move away." Shopkeeper said. Shopkeeper said. Well, years have passed now. Father's long since gone. Sometimes when things are hard, I feel I don't belong. That's when I look into that doll's face and see my father's eyes looking at me. And those eyes are telling me not to be afraid. Don't give in to darkness, try to be brave. When the world is telling me the things I cannot do, those eyes say, you can too. Well, the shopkeeper said, shopkeeper said, keep your hands off that doll. If you're gonna buy it, that's okay. If not, just move away. Shopkeeper said. Shopkeeper said.